mean, he made a good play. At the end of the day, I caught it. Only thing that was on my mind, just put the offense in good field position. And he pulled a vet move. And, you know, I can't tip my hat off enough to him. I think that that changed the game, man. Interception in the red zone, that counts too. We get the ball back. We up 7-0. Instead, they score. That was a huge turning point, and I really don't think I shook that playoff. I'm not going to even lie. But that's part of this business, man. He's a high paid, great player in this league, and, you know, you make those type of plays. So, I mean, it's nothing really else I can say besides I feel like that changed the game. And we just got to come back next week. And, you know, I can't do things like that. Got to secure that. But at the end of the day, this is football, and they're going to make plays. We're going to make some too.
Were you, like, switching pants or anything when you
were
trying to run with it? Or?
Yeah, I was just really trying to run with it. Once I caught it, I secured it. Just really looking to get, like I said, put the offense in better field position, potentially try to score, and he just ripped it out of my hand. That's never happened to me before. No receiver ever tried to attempt a strip, so poor ball security. You know, I can't just give him all this credit, man. It's just poor ball security on my part. So good play on him, poor ball security on my part, and, you know, it wound up shifting the momentum in the game. So,
in the second half, did it kind of just pile up for you guys on defense?
Yeah, they just start having their will and having their way. You know, downhill run, and, you know, Aubrey is a hard running back, hard nose back. You can't let that guy get a lot of steam downhill. And that's really what we let him do. And, you know, they came out, they out-physicaled us today, and that's on every dimension. So they wanted it more than us, and that's why the score reflected that. So, the good thing about this league is you got 16 games. So, you know, just because you start off 1-1 don't mean too much. So we just got to go back to the drawing board. We got a good team in Tennessee coming in next week. And I think that from here on out, I know I want to forget about this game. Preferably don't prefer to watch this tape. And just move on, man, to Tennessee. That's a good team, and we want to try to get a win and off in front of our home crowd.
Tayshaun, I know you were talking about the play that you thought shifted momentum. But the drive at the end of the half, too, where they were able to, like, in the last minute or two.
Yeah.
Get a touchdown drive.
Yeah.
How tough was that?
I mean, it's tough because you don't want to give up points before the half, let alone in that fashion. You know, we wanted to at least kick a field goal, hold them to a field goal. But, you know, they got points on the ball, on the board. And once that happened, I think that the momentum fully was on their side, and we just never really could regain it after that field goal. So, again, came out and they played some good football. The score reflected, and the score pretty much tailed how the game was monitored and managed. You know, that score wasn't. It's a lot of things that we did on ourselves that we could have did better that really helped them and enabled them to do what they did. But most of that, they came out and they played football, and we just got to play better. That's it at the end of the day, and I'm holding myself definitely responsible for, you know, I definitely got to play better next
week.
You're
saying you've never had something like that happen on the strip?
Right. No, I never had something like that happen before on the strip. I've seen it happen before, but never happened to me before. So, you know, like I said, he's been in this league a long time. He seen the opportunity, he made it. And, you know, I was having poor ball security, and that put 7 points on the board for him.
Thanks.